In fact, we mentioned there are two ways to pronounce the Shabbos. Most of us pronounce it Shabbos Shuva with a shin. We've seen a lot of Svarim, especially the Hasidish Svarim. The Sfasemes, he always refers to this week as Shabbos Teshuva. What's the difference? They say Teshuva. What's the difference? Well, the very obvious difference is that most of us, we brought up to call it Shabbos Shuva after the Haftarah. We lay in this week from Hosea, Shuva Yisrael. But what is the goal of learning the Haftarah? When the Navi tells you to do to Shuva, to return, we should listen. And when we listen and we abide by his words, what do? We do Teshuva. So I joke around, I say, it's much better to call it Shabbos Teshuva than we call it Shabbos Shuva. Because Shabbos Shuva represents what someone else is telling you to do. Teshuva is when you do, is you. Shuva is Hosea. Teshuva is you. What's more important? For you to do teshuva or for someone to tell you to do teshuva? It's much more important for you to do teshuva than just having someone else telling you to do teshuva, and it goes in one ear and goes out the other. In any event, Aseris, yeah, correct. We call the Aseris Yimei Teshuva, correct?
So Shabbos would be Teshuva.
So you're saying, since we call Aseris Yimei Teshuva, so it's not necessary to call Shabbos Teshuva, we call it Shabbos Shuva after the Haftar. Okay, very good. The combination that you have people telling you to do Teshuva and you actually do the Teshuva. Okay, any event, we have the Haftar. The Haftar this week is a very interesting Haftar. We lay probably just about every single shul in our community, we lay from three different small sefarim in Trei Asa. Hosea, Yoel, and Micha. We discussed this yesterday briefly. What is the correct order in the Chumashim? Yeah. In the old Chumashim, the order appear is not always in the way we have them presented in the Sefer. Many of the old Chumashim, first comes Hosea, then it goes to Micha, and then it goes backwards to Yoel. And there's a big discussion why that is so. How did that happen? That's not for now. We just touched upon it yesterday. But today it appears that many of the new chumashim, and the custom appears to be when you're learning it from cloth, from parchment, is to go in order. Okay, that's not the point I want to go make. And that's what we do. Some will tell you that we're really not supposed to learn from three prophets. We're only supposed to learn from two. It depends on the year. Is Nitzavim Vayelech connected? Is it not connected? Fine. All that is all nice and all good and fine. What we should have done, how things got corrupted. The bottom line is, today, if you walk into just about any shul, probably in America, I don't know if you say every shul, but certainly 95% of the shuls, they're going to be reading from three prophets. Hosea, Yoel, and Micha. It's very rare. We never learn from more than one, usually. And here we're learning from three? My high, how could this possibly be? What is the message? So Baruch Hashem, we have learned together Hosea. We've also learned Yoel. And right now we are in the middle of Micha. So we have the benefit of having first-hand knowledge of what it says in these three books, right? We have this is a very select group here, very select group who spend so much time learning these svarim. So what is the significance of learning from all this? And just the following thought occurred to me. How does Hosea begin? Devar Hashem asher hoya el Hosea ben De'eri. When did he speak? Bimei, in the days of Uzziah, that was a king, Yoisam, another king, Ochaz, another king, Yechizkiah, all of these have in common, they were the Malchei Yehuda. And who else? Uvimei, Yeravam ben Yoash, Melech Yisrael. Also, this coincided with the same era of Yeravam ben Yoash, not to be confused with Yeravam ben Nevat. And he was the king of the Malchus of Yisrael. The Malchus, when it was divided into the Malchus of Yehud, the Malchus of Yisrael, the 10 Shvatim versus 2 Shvatim. And And we, Hosea, he lived during this time and he gave over words of prophecy. And then the pasuk begins to tell us the prophecy, his first prophecy. Techilas devdiber Hashem beHosea. And he goes on, the pasuk goes on and says, Vayem Hashem el Hosea, Lech kach lecha esha zenunim, go marry a harlot and have children. And it's the whole discussion, exactly what was the message. That's not the point of it. Let's fast forward to the very first pasuk in Sefer Yoel. How does Sefer Yoel, how are we introduced to Yoel? Very similar. Very, very similar pasuk. They live seemingly at the same time. And Yoel begins with Devar Hashem Asher Hoya El Yoel Ben Pisuel. No, I'm sorry, not the same. Not, I'm sorry, man. I want to go to Micha. I'm sorry. Let me jump ahead to Micha. Let me just first jump ahead to Micha for one moment, because Micha is very, very similar. Okay, what we're learning, Micha, Perek Aleph, Devar Hashem, Asher Hoya El Micha, Ha Moi Rashti, Bimei, Yoisam, Ochoz, Yechizkiya, same kings, Malchei Yehuda. But then he goes on to say, Asher Chazah, this it does not say in reference to Hosea. Here is where there's a change. Asher Chazah al Shomroin v'Yerushalayim. He had a vision concerning two cities, the capital of the Malchus of Yisrael, Shomroin, and the capital of the Malchus of Yehuda. It doesn't say this expression in reference to Hosea. It just tells us that Hosea gave over his words of prophecy during the era of kings. And in fact, there he mentions the king Yerovam ben Yoash. And here in Micha, the king is not mentioned. The person is not mentioned. This is the era when he spoke. We do mention the kings of Yehuda. We do not mention the king of the Malchus of Israel. But we do mention the capitals, Shomroin and Yerushalayim. Hosea does not mention the capitals. Now, let's go to Yoel. How are we introduced to Yoel? Devar Hashem, the first Nevuah of Yoel, tells us about the locust, the famous Nevuah of the Arabah. Massive locusts will come and envelop the entire Eretz Yisrael. Devar Hashem Asher Hoyel Yoel Ben Pesuel, Shimu Zois HaZekeinim. And he begins, listen, elders, Ve'ha'azinu, Kol Yoish Eretz, all of the inhabitants of the earth, did it ever happen such a thing when I'm going, such a thing, such a locust? Make sure you tell your children, and your children should tell their children, and your grandchildren shall tell the next generations. He starts off by telling, go look in the history books. Go ask your parents, your grandparents, your great-grandparents. Go take out all the history books and study history. Did ever such a thing happen? Was there ever such a plague of locusts as I'm about to describe to you? And when you, and after this event happens, make sure you tell your children to tell their children. They should tell their children. And their children tell the next generation. Not to forget what is about to happen. In other words, what is the emphasis of Yoel? Time. Zaman. We know this world is divided into three parts. Olam, Shana, Nefesh. What does that mean? Oilam, this is more of like a Kabbalistic concept, or a Hasidic concept. Oilam shana nefesh. Oilam means time. I'm sorry. Oilam means place, location. Location. Oilam is location. Shana is time. Nefesh are people. Everything in this world can be put into one of these three categories. Physical space, number two. Time, number three, individuals, neshamas, people, human beings who occupy time and space. A human being in this world is a neshama that comes and occupies space in this world at a given period of time. There are three principles. Yoel opens up his book focusing on the principle of time like none other. There is no parallel to this pasuk in Sefer Yoel in the entire Tanakh. A pasuk that begins telling you, go look back in the history books. Go ask around. Shimu zos hazikenim behazinu kol yoshvei arts. Hehoisa zos bimeichem, vim bimei avoseichem. Let's go back in time. Go back a generation, two generations, three generations. And don't just go back in time. Go forward. When this event will happen, make sure you focus what's going to be in the future, the next generation, to your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, your great-great-grandchildren. Go forward in time. Yoel is the master of Zaman. Hoshea is the master of people. Hoshea begins his prophecy. I spoke words of prophecy during the time of this king, and this king, of the Malchus of Yehuda, and this person, the Malchus of Yisrael. He only focuses on people, nefesh. Micha, Asher Chozo, Al Shoimroin Virusholoyim. Location, space. What's the common denominator of the three prophets from whom we read from today, from tomorrow? Do teshuvah. Teshuvah is not limited to a time. It's not limited to a person. It's not limited to a place. The principle of doing teshuvah spans olam, nefesh, and shon. Again, there's a basic principle in the world of Kabbalah. Three words. Olam, nefesh, shana. Open up any sefer of tzaddok, all of those type of category of svarim. They say in the svarim hakidoshim, these type of svarim. Everything in this world you could break down to one of these three. Space, time, and people. Yom HaKippur, what happens? It's the holiest day of the year. The holiest moment of the year. The holiest person of the Jewish people. The Kohen Gadol, he goes into the holiest location. On Yom HaKippurim, the Kohen Gadol enters Lifnai V'Lifnim. The Kodesh HaKadoshim is the holiest location in this world. Who goes there? The holiest person, the Kohen Gadol. When does he go there? On the holiest day of the year. Olam Shana Nefesh. This week we are being given Musar by three prophets. We begin Musar to do Teshuvah. Each one says it in their own way. Hoshea says, Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha. Micha says, Mikel kamoicha, noise oven v'yover al pesha, Yoshuv, Yirachameinu. Yoel, he says it in his words. Each one has vidatem ki v'kerev Yisrael oni, v'ani Hashem Elokechem. Each one has their way of giving us Musar, giving us instructions to do teshuva. It is the Minhag Yisrael, however it came about, to merge, to synthesize the master of Olam with the master of Shana and the master of Nefesh to come together, the Chut HaMishulash, together to tell us, do teshuva. Teshuva, there's no excuse. Teshuva applies in every generation, to every person in every place. Just because you're in America, also can do teshuvah. Just because you're living in Ikvus HaGeneshichon 2019, you could also do teshuvah. Just because a person feels that he's weak, his neshama is not from the holy neshamas of the previous generation, it doesn't matter. Teshuvah is not limited to a mokoyim, to a time, to a zman. Teshuvah spans everything. We bring together the masters of Olam, Shana, Nefesh to give us the message, you must buckle down, wake up, and get with the program and do teshuvah. It's the dream team. Okay? It's the dream team. This Shabbos we have the all-star game. The all-star game of teshuvah. The masters of every component. Olam, Shana, Nefesh, coming together to give us this message. And all of this was an accident. It's not likely this was the intended Chazal and Mishnah all three together. It somehow worked out. The printers, they blew it. And somehow it evolved, or that we lay in all three in every single shul, whether you like it or not, whether you're laying from Klaf, laying from a Chumash, that's the way it is. Bahashkocha, Hanach lohem li Yisrael. If Einim Nevi'im, the printers are the Nevi'im. They somehow worked it out that we lay in all three because it's the dream team of Tshuva. Yeah. Yes. The Zuchus, or show you, the Zuchus HaTzibur. The Zuchus HaTzibur. Okay, let's now go to another idea. Another idea, this week's parasha. Last week, when we read in Nitzavim, all of the Darshanim said the same thing. Atem Nitzavim Hayoim Atem Nitzavim Hayoim Kulchem Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem Hafoichba Dekulaba. If you're reading this pasuk before Rosh Hashanah, it has to be, it's referring to Rosh Hashanah. Hayoim, what does the word Hayoim mean? Hayoim means Rosh Hashanah. Atem Nitzavim Hayoim, this week you're about to enter into the Yom Hadim and the Yom New Year. You're standing before Hashem on the Yom Hadim. All of you, Kol Boye Olam Oivim Lefanecha Kivnei Moroi. Now, if that was true last week, then we have to say, we have to suggest that this week there has to be a pasuk that refers to Yom Kippur. Has to be. So what pasuk is there in this week's parasha that is describing what is going to happen this coming week, Yom Kippurim? And the answer I want to suggest is the pasuk, V'anochi haster astir ponai b'yoyim hahu, period. Put a period right there. B'yoyim hahu. I am going to conceal my face from you on that day. What day? Well, if this... No. If the Purim is a good day, Purim, Hashem revealed himself. Hashem took off the mask. Hashem revealed himself. Now, this pasuk, obviously, is a horrific pasuk. You can say such a thing. Because this pasuk is what we associate with the Holocaust. We associate with the greatest tragedies of Jewish history. Where is the Ribbono Shel Olam? There's a double dosage of hiding. The Anochi Hastir Astir Panai, it's even frightening to say those words. Everyone knows that song from Rav Nachman in Breslov, the Nusach that was taken from his words is Afilu Behastara Shebesoicha Astara Bevadai Gam Anochi Sham, something like that. Afilu Behastara Shebesoicha Behastara Bevadai Gam Anisham, something like that. A very powerful statement. Rav Nachman, the Maran, Rav Nachman, he wrote those words, and those words were composed to a song that can only have come from the Olam HaElyon, someone in this generation, Ruach HaKodesh, to the Megala, that Nigun. It's a very powerful Nigun. It's just and the Chochmah to put that Nigun with those words is just Mamish Lamal Lamiderech HaTev. Okay. And that those words of Rav Nachman obviously have been drawn from this pasuk of V'anochi Aster Panai, V'anochi Haster Aster Panai, a double dosage of Hester Panin, and yet Hashem is there. Easier said than done, granted. Okay, easier said than done, but that's our Emunah.
Even Bayom Hahu is not, which day?
whatever it means. Okay, easier said than done. I'm not coming to take away from the Peshuta Shel Mikra one teeny mashu iota. Unfortunately, that's the reality. However, it's Yom Kippur this week, and we have a right to say, Hafech ba'afech ba'duku l'ba. Let's go. Now, what is Yom Kippur all about? Teshuva. To whom did Hashem reveal Teshuva for the first time? To whom did Hashem...
Kai.
I mean, okay, it's true, Kai, it's true, in economy, but on a larger scale for Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu. Melamed Shekadosh Baruch Hu Nis'atef Shliach Tzib Hashem enveloped himself in the talis, and he taught Moshe Rabbeinu the Yud Gimel Midoy Sarachmim Hashem Hashem Keorachim Lechan Rechapayim. We say this over and over again throughout the entire Aseres Yimei Teshuva. In fact, you know, some people, it's too late now, but Rosh Hashanah, some people say the most important part of davening on Rosh Hashanah, what would you think was the most important part of davening on Rosh Hashanah? So I would say it's Musaf, or Nesan Toikef, it's Alayna, you can go a long list. So the truth is none of the above. No, none of the above. You know what the most significant thing is? And it's almost shocking, is when you say the Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim, when you take out the Sefer Torah. When you open up the Aron HaKodesh and you say Hashem Hashem, that's the only chance you have the whole davening to Mevakesh Rachamim. The Yud Gimel, you don't say Hashem Hashem at all on Rosh Hashanah. That's not the Nusach. The whole davening is about whatever the Nusach is. Yom Kippur, you say it again and again and again and again. In fact, Rav Yosef Soloveitchik, he would say it even 100 times. They would pair the davening with Kerach HaPayim multiple times in order to say it so many times, to say Slichus in all the parts of davening. But that's the main part of Yom Kippur, is to say the Yud, Gibel, Midos, Harachanim, Rosh Hashanah. You only say it when? When? Once. When you take out the Sefer Torah. Oh, so we have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. So at least one day you get it. You're right. You should know, you also should be aware that if I'm not mistaken, there are some communities, Dominicans, even on Shabbos, to say it. It's the exception. On the Shul Shogob, you don't say it on Shabbos. But on Rosh Hashanah, you say it. And we don't do that. It's not common. Our article says not to do it. But it's not so simple not to do it. It's not so simple that you should not, even when it's Shabbos. Because there's certain rules that we break on Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah. Okay, it's not our custom. Our custom, the Archical Siddur, the global village, I call it the global village Siddur. The great equalizer is not death. It's art scroll. They have merged all the minhagim into one. In any event, Hashem taught Moshe Rabbeinu the Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim. When Hashem was about to teach Moshe the Yud Gil Midas Sarach, Moshe Rabbeinu made a request. Hareini no es kevoidecha. I want to see you. I would like to see your presence when you teach me the Yud Gil Midas Sarach. I want to see what you look like. And what did Hashem say to Moshe Rabbeinu? V'ra'isa es achorai ufonai lo yero. I'm going to come now, vayered Hashem be'anon, I'm going to be nis'atev kishliach tzibur to teach you the Yud Gimel Midos Sarachman. Vayikra, Hashem Hashem chorachman mechanan. But Moshe, when I come, I deny your request. Your request was Hareini no, please show me es kivoidecha. I want to see what you look like. I want to see your panim, your face. Hashem says no. When I come to teach you the Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim, you're not going to see me. The Ra'isas Achorai, you'll see me from the back, but to see my panim, I'm going to put you in a rack, in the cleft of a rack. I'm going to cover you. I'm going to cover you over. So when I pass, you don't see me. Why not? So it doesn't say it in this pasuk, in the Parashas Kisisa. It says it in Devarim, Ki lo yirani odem v'chai. It doesn't say there, it says also because there's no such thing as seeing Hashem. Lo yir'ani ha'odom v'chai. You can't live and see Hashem. You want to live? Then you don't get to see Hashem. You don't get to see Hashem. Why not? What's pshat? Why not? Because there's no purpose in living. This whole world, you know, there's a mikvah here next door. On the mikvah it says, Nat Kevelson and his wife, Zecharim Levracha. Nat Kevelson had a son, Steve Kevelson. He used to daven in the Young Yisrael Avenue, J. lived here around the corner, 19th Street. He always used to say to me, Steve Kevelson, Zecharim Levracha, this life is just a game of hide and seek. I believe this was his favorite line. He told this to me multiple times. Life is a game of hide and seek. You have children, you play with little children, hide and seek. The Ribbono Shel Olam hides himself. And he demands man to seek him out. That's the purpose of life. The purpose of life is not to see Hashem. Because if you see Hashem, then there's no purpose in this world. The purpose of this world is to exercise free will. The way you exercise free will is you don't see Hashem. And you believe He's there. And you seek Him out. Hashem is hiding. As long as Hashem is still hiding from you, that means you have a purpose in this world. You have a purpose of exercising free will. Once you achieve the level where you see Hashem, you won. You achieve, the game is over. The game is over. I see Hashem. I have achieved my purpose in this world. You've achieved your purpose in this world, so you don't belong here anymore. You belong in the next world. So if you want to live in this world, the game has to go on. There has to be a new darug, a new level of another level in this game of hide and seek. A new darga of searching to discover a new dimension of Hashem that you did not in the past appreciate, did not understand. Lo yirani ha'odom v'chai. Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ribbonish, I want to see your face. Hashem says to Moshe, that's not the game. That's not the purpose of this world, is to see my face. Lo yirani odom v'chai. You're not going to see my face. V'ra'isa sachoirai. Uponai lo yiro. I'll teach you how to live in this world without seeing me. With the yud gimel midoy sorachamim. This week is the week where the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to do to us exactly what he did to Moshe Rabbeinu, but even better. Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem only hid himself slightly. This week, Hashem says to us, I'm going to play with you hide and seek. V'onoichi haster astir ponai. I'm going to hide from you. You know why I'm going to hide from you? Because the more I hide from you, the more life you're going to have. The deeper the hiding means I'm giving you more levels. I'm giving you more chances. I'm giving you more, I don't even know all the terms, the video games, how they define this, more levels. Lo yirani ha'odom v'chai. The more you don't see me, the more I allow you to play this game, the more opportunities I give you to seek me out, the more you're going to live. And I'm not going to abandon you. I'm going to be like I did for Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm going to give you rachamim. I'm going to give you the midos of the yud, gimel, midos, harachamim, Hashem, Hashem, harachamim, rachamim, in order to allow you, to give you fuel, in order to continue this game of not seeing me, but searching for me, so that you have a purpose in this world. So in addition to the Pshuta Shel Mikra that it represents, Hester, Panim, Churban, Tzaris, Rachmanim, and all that comes with it, but also as a positive element. Moshe Rabbeinu kolo yirani ha'odom v'chai. If you can see Hashem, you can live. If you can't see Hashem, it means you have purpose. And cloudy show, you're going to have so much purpose. I'm not just going to hide myself a little bit. I'm going to hide myself doubly. Because the more I hide myself, the more opportunities I give you where I'm going to let myself be hidden so you can find me, the more you're going to live. The deeper your life is going to be in this world. And therefore, this week, the Bayoyim Ha'hu is around the corner. The Bayoyim Ha'hu is Yoyim HaKippurim. The Anoichi Hastir Astir Panai Bayoyim Ha'hu. This week, on that day Yom HaKippurim, I'm going to hide myself, meaning I'm going to create for you in this world purpose to live, purpose to discover a new dimension of my existence, so that you have a purpose to live. And I'm not going to just leave it to you. I'm going to help you. I'm going to do what I did for Moshe Rabbeinu. I gave him the Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim when I hid myself from him. I'm going to give you the Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim when I hide myself from you, in order to give you purpose, in order that you should have a depth of life in this world.
We don't want
different madrigos. Ayin panim l'tora. That's you're learning the pashup shai. And I'm asking, there's a pashup shai. There's a drush. Ein moshiv in aladrush. The pashup shai is the anochi asked to ask the pana is the Holocaust. No one wants a Holocaust. No one even wants to talk about it. That's the pashup shai. That's what the pasuk says over here. That's how the pshushal mikra. Right? That's the pasuk shot. I told you. I made it very clear. I'm not taking away from the pasuk shot one iota, one mashu. But there's also ayin panim l'torah. Atem nitzavim hayoyim kulchem lifnei Hashem elokeichem. All the Rishonim say it doesn't just mean what it's pshushal mikra. That Moshe Rabbeinu, he now is giving his farewell to Klal Yisrael. It's speaking to us. You're standing here, Erev Rosh Hashanah. We're now standing Erev Yom HaKippurim. What is happening near Yom HaKippurim? Is it not a direct parallel between Moshe Rabbeinu and what Hashem is doing? Moshe also said, you want to see me? If you see me, it means you're going to die. Because that means you have no purpose. I'm going to hide myself. By hiding myself, I'm going to give you Gimel Sarachim. It's Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is Yud Gimel Midos Sarachim. And the Yud Gimel Midos Harachim come together with Hashem hiding himself. And Hashem's going to hide himself not just like Moshe Rabbeinu wants, he's going to hide himself doubly to give us even more life, more opportunities, more dimensions into his opportunities to have purpose in this world. Why? V'chai! So you'll live! U'b'chai to b'chayim. It's not the Pashup Shah. This is a Jewish.
So what happens at the end of the day? At the end of Yom Kippur, have we found the Kodesh Baruch Hu?
It's a Yom Hadin. Hashem is the whole year. Yom Kippur is the whole year.
But your Jewish is talking about Yom Kippur.
That's the focus. That's the whole... Let me ask you a question. In the Siddur, I love this question. In the Siddur, does it say in your Siddur, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad?
At the end?
No, in the beginning, every day you said Shachar David Shachar, right?
You say it at the end of your
no. Not okay. I'm talking about every day of the year. Okay. Today you daven Shachar. Did you daven from the Siddur?
Yes.
In your Siddur, are the words Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, are they printed?
Yes.
Now let me ask you: when you said Kriya Shema today, did you put your hands on over your eyes? So you didn't see those words, right?
I saw them before I covered my eyes.
You did? Why? You should have been reading a Havarabba.
I look in the Siddur.
Let me ask you. When you said the word Shema Yisrael, did you look in the Siddur and read those words, what it said in the Siddur?
No.
So why did the printer waste the ink to print those words if you had your eyes covered? And every single person ate up the ink. Of all the people in this room who put their hands over their eyes, and in the Siddur It says Shema Yisrael. What a waste of ink.
No,
talk about the environmentalists. Yeah?
You have to look before you say it. I mean, I have to know.
I didn't look.
There,
did you look? You don't know it? You don't know what those words? They don't know the word by heart? You had to practice? I don't believe you practiced. I'm sorry. You did not practice. Don't tell me you practiced before you said it. You didn't look at the sitter. You didn't look at the sitter. I don't believe you. You practiced before.
If you didn't have it, you wouldn't know to say it.
The sitter, you didn't look in the sitter. You didn't even notice it was there. You made the bracha. You came, you put your eyes. Why is it printed? You know what the answer is? The fact that it's there, it speaks volumes. It has to be there. It's the anchor. You may not look at it, pretty much what you're saying. You may not actually look at the words and read the words, but the fact that it's there, it's your rock, it's your anchor. Halacha l'maisa. Are you going to read? Are you going to look at it and say the words? No, because you're covering your eyes. But it's there. And because it's there, that's why you are who you are. Yom Kippur is the day where v'anochi haster aster panai bayomahu. When Yom Kippur is over, that's right. You go business as usual. This is just general questions. Business as usual. You go back to your regular life. But that day of Yom Kippur, the fact that it exists once a year, changes the whole year. You don't live Yom Kippur every single day of the year. But the fact that there is one day Yom Kippur, the whole year is a different year. The fact that it's one day Purim, it's a whole different year. Do you every single moment think about Purim? When it comes to Purim, do you actually do everything you're supposed to do on Purim? No. There are always unexpected events that happen that prevent you from doing things the way you go wrong going to plan. But the fact that there is a reality of Purim, there's a reality of Yom Kippur, there's a reality of Pesach, one day a year, it changes the whole year. You're right, Yom Kippur is over, business as usual, but the fact that on this one day a year, V'yonoichi haster aster ponai b'yoy mahu, I'm giving you life. I'm sending down a decree that the coming year you're going to have opportunities to discover Hashem, to play with Hashem, hide and seek. That's what Yom Kippur is. Does it have to happen every single second? Well, by Hashem, it is happening every single second, but even if we don't appreciate having every single second, the fact that it's there one day a year is enough. It changes everything. Just like in your sitter, the fact that it's there, even though you don't look at it, is more than enough. You know, the sitter is such an amazing thing. We don't say 99% of what's in the sitter. But it's all printed. And no one's going to take it out. And in fact, every time they print the sitter, they put new things, and more things, and more things. But no one says it. Who's interested? It doesn't matter. It has to be there. Just the fact that it's there, and you turn the pages, it makes an impression. It's our anchor. It's our rock. Even though we don't always have the opportunity, rarely do we have the opportunity to turn to those pages and to read what it says and to read those words. The fact we know it's there and we look at it once in a while, once in a lifetime even, that's enough. Okay, let's go now to another idea. Okay, now this idea is more of a, it's a little bit lengthy, not lengthy, it's lengthy, but I want to bring out a point. The only really good way, many years ago, I'll give you a secular mashal. Okay, this is a very secular mashal. L'havdil elef alfei avdolos on steroids. I remember many years ago, when technology really started going, really taking leaps and bounds. I read an article. I never actually participated in this, Baruch Hashem, where Hollywood. I don't know if they do this today. They would have a script, and there would be multiple endings to the script, the screenplay. I assume you have some very smart people. They write the script, the screenplay for a film, and there's a plot, there's an antagonist. And there is a this, and there's a that, and there's a this. They have a script. But you always, a good play, you wonder, what would have been if this would have happened? It would have taken this turn, that turn. And I'm certainly, when you have a team of people who are writing screenplays, there are different ideas. You can go like this, go like that. So they tried once to create a film that had many, many possible scenarios. And they would play on the screen the version based upon the audience. And I don't know how this works. Computers, artificial intelligence. What?
On Broadway, they have
Broadway? They do things?
They survey.
Okay, they survey or whatever it is. Okay, you can on your own, you can imagine. And based upon the way the audience is reacting, you know, sometimes a nice day outside, people are in a good mood. So artificial intelligence can see people are in the mood to do this. So the direction goes this or goes that way. You can manipulate based upon the audience. And there can be different results depending upon your behavior, your reaction, your sensitivities. Each audience can be different. Some audiences have certain sensitivities, some have different sensitivities. This week's parsha, I want to show you, is doing exactly that. There's something really amazing going on. It's a very short parsha, Parshas Vayelech, 70 psukim. If you look at the parsha, it's basically the same. I'm sorry, 30 psukim. Together with Nitzavim, it's 70. I'm sorry. We have 40 in Nitzavim. I'm sorry. 40 in Nitzavim and 30 in Vayelech. I'm sorry, 30. This week's parsha, it's basically written twice, from beginning to end. Two versions of exactly the same story. One, a light, sort of happy, pleasant version, and another version, the same exact characters, the same players, the same actors, the same environment, but a dark version of the story, a horror version. Everything is the same. Same people, same place, same time. Question is it pleasant, cheerful, or is it a version, we'll call it the dark side version? Now let me explain to you, let me show you the parallels. Parsha begins, there are really two parshas this week. Version one, okay? Watch how we go down this path. Version one. Vayelech Moshe. Vayidaber es hadvarim o'ele el kol Yisrael vayom aleihem. Moshe says, Rabbi Sai, I'm 120 years, I've done my time, I've accomplished great things. It's time for me to go. I had a wonderful life. What more could I want? I lived 100, what could you want? I lived 120 years, I've accomplished great things. I took Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Vayem aleihem ben meya ve'eshrim shona anoichi chayoyim le'uchal oy lotzeis ve'lovoy v'Hashem amar elai le'savres ha'yardin hazeh. That's the happy side. Let's go to the dark side. Wait, you'll see, hold off for one moment, hold off. Let's go to the dark side. Dark side begins, Chamishi. Same exact story. Okay, two films. Same exact story. Starting all off from the beginning. Go to Chamishis. The beginning. Vayerna Hashem Moshe. Moshe, it's time for you to die. You don't have a choice. Hein karvu yomecho lamus. Put on your tachlichim. Kroel yes Yoshua v'yisyatsu b'ol moed v'atzavenu. Vayelech Moshe v'yoshua v'yisyatsu b'ol moed. Moshe, it's now time for you to die. Okay, remember, review the contrast. First version is, no, Hashem is not telling Moshe you're going to die. Moshe says, I'm an old man, you don't live forever. I want to go down to Florida also. I need a little, my golden years, Moshe says, Hashem is not saying, Moshe is saying, I voluntarily want to die. I've done my time. Vayoyim aleihem ben meyav eshem shonanu chayom lo yuchalol levitzos. Hashem amar elai. my Hashem told me, so I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do. The dark versions, Hashem says, Moshe, you want to live? No. I don't care what you want. You're going to die right now. It's very nasty. You're going to die right now. Okay, let's now go to the next part. The next part is, who's going to be your successor? So the successor is going to be Hashem. The nice version, the version one is, Hashem Elokechu Oyver Lefanech, Hashem's going to guide you. And the Yerushem Yoshua, who Yashmas are going to Oyver Lefanech, Yerushem Yoshua, who Oyver Lefanech, Hashem Dibir Hashem. V'yos Hashem Lechem Kasher, also Lesichu, you can have miracles, great miracles, nothing to worry about. Chizku, V'imtsu, Altiru, V'altaretsu, B'meim, don't worry about the enemies. Ki Hashem Elokech Hu Alech Limoch Lo Yarpecha V'lo Yazvek. He's not going to weaken you. He's not going to abandon you. Vayikra Moshe Yoshua. Now Moshe appoints his successor. Vayomer Lo V'leinei Kol Yisrael Chazak V'emotz. Be strong. Ki Ata Tovo. You're going to come together. You're not going to have to take a stick and bang them over the head. Rashi makes this point. Tovo. You will delicately walk together with the elders, with the zakenim, and come into Eretz Yisrael. Tavo es ha'am hazeh el ha'aretz asher nishva Hashem la'avosam la'seis lachem v'ata tanchilena osam. And again, Hashem will go with you. Let's now go to the dark side. Hashem says, Moshe, Hashem has a rude awakening. Moshe, it's time to die. Moshe, it's time for you to appoint a successor. Get him. Go find the successor. Vayom Hashem al Moshe, hincha shechev, you're going to die. And Hashem says, you think it's going to be so easy when Hashem's going to go in front of the people? Instead of what it says in the pleasant side, that Hashem is going to be with you, he's going to guide the Jewish people, Hashem says right away, Vayom Hashem al Moshe, hincha shechev, v'sechev, v'kom ha'am hazeh, they're going to do aveirois, v'zono achrei Elohei anecha aretz, the chora api boy bayom ahu vazavtim. I will abandon them. Vistarti fon I mayhem v'hoyol leechol v'anochi haster aster ponai. And you have a lot of tzaras. It's not going to be so pleasant. And he goes on to say all the tzaras they're going to have when they come into Eretz Yisrael. And who's going to be the leader? Yeah, there'll be a leader. Vayetzaves Yoshua ben Nun vayomer, and Moshe appoints Yoshua chazak ve'amotz, be strong, ki ato tovi, not tovo, tovi. And Rashi makes this point, beat the living daylights out of the people, fight with them. You're going to be the new leader, you're going to have a stick, and you're going to beat them over the head. That's the dark side. In the pleasant side, Moshe said, you'll walk with them together. Tavo, not Tavi, Tavo. You'll go together. In the pleasant side of the story, I'm going to be with you. Lo yarpecha v'lo yazvecha. In the dark side, again, three things already. Moshe, I'm waking you up in the middle of the night. Put on your tachlichim, you're going to die. The people, I'm not going to be with them. I'm going to abandon them. V'yanochi ahaster aster panai. Your successor Yoshua is going to have greater tzaras. He's not going to get along with the constituents. He's going to fight with them. He's going to fight with them and beat them up. Okay, not finished yet. What about the Torah? What about you need the Torah, right? So in the pleasant side, after we have all this good news, Vayichtav Moshe Satorah Hazois Vayitna, he gave it to, who did he give it to? To the Kohanim, Bnei Levi, Hanoisim es Aroin Bris Hashem, who carry the Aron. The dark side of the story, Vayitzav Moshe es HaLevim, not the Kohanim, the Levites, a step down. Noisei Aroin Bris Hashem Leimar, Lokoyach es Sefer HaTorah Hazeh v'samte Moisoi, don't put the Sefer Torah in the Aron. Outside the Aron, Mitzad. Not the same. There's a lot of loneliness in this. Two different types of, very different description. In the nice side of the story, the Torah is being put in the Aron. Who's carrying the Aroin? The Kohanim. The highest priests are carrying. In this side of the story, the Torah is not being put in the Aroin. It's being put mitzad Aroin. Rashi, in one interpretation, says on a daf, munach outside. Who's carrying it? Not the Kohanim, the Levim. Okay, next side of the story. Hakel. In the pleasant side of the story, you know, once in a while it'd be a nice thing to have a class reunion. So every 7 years, come to Yerushalayim. Everyone should make Aliyah L'Regel, Sukkos, Zman Simchoseinu, gather together, Anoshim, Noshim, V'taf, and you're going to learn Torah, Yarkei Kala, Hakel Esar. Dark side of the story. After Yeshua is going to fight with the people, and I'm going to abandon you, and the Aroin, the Torah is not going to be in the Aroin, the Torah is going to be outside the Aroin, Mutl B'Bezoyin, outside the Aroin, Mitzad, and it's not going to be the Kohanim, it's going to be the Levim. There's also going to be a mitzvah of Hakel, but a very different type of Hakel. Hakilu Eli. Es kol ziknei shifteichem v'shoitreichem v'adabro v'ozneichem. Now, I'll give him a message. I know what the message is. Eis hadvar mo'ele v'idu ba'am es hashmam v'yas. I'm going to go call witness the heaven and the earth. Ki yodati achrei mo'isi ki hashcheis tashchison you corrupt v'sartem in aderech asher tzivisi eschem v'koros eschem horo'o the achris hayamim kisasu esorah beinei Hashem lachisa b'masi yedeichem. There'll be another mitzvah of hakel, but not a hakel of zman simchaseinu and noshim noshim v'taf. It's going to be a hakel to tell you you're done. Grois tzaris are coming your way, and the parasha is over. It's amazing. There are really two parashios being read in this week's parasha. Pasuk per pasuk. Tit for tat. Two versions of exactly the same story. How else do you understand this? Two versions. The first version, Moshe Rabbeinu gets up, Rabbi Isai, I'm 120 years old. What more could I possibly do? I've done everything. I've conquered the world. I'm the Melech HaMashiach. 120 years old, it's time for me to go to Gan Eden. Isn't that the purpose? I'm now going to go to Gan Eden. And don't worry. You're going to have a wonderful life. Hashem is with you. Lo yarpecha v'lo yazvecha. Yoshua is going to be your manik. He's going to take you by the hand and go together. You're going to have a wonderful life. And every 7 years, you're going to have hakel. You'll come together. You'll have the Torah. The Torah will be in the Aron HaKodesh, the Mokai Mechubot. It will be carried by the Kohanim. A wonderful life. That's version A. Now let's describe version B. Moshe Rabbeinu is sleeping. Hashem wakes him up. Moshe, get up, put on your tachrichim, and go into your grave. Moshe, the people that you've raised, you know what's going to happen to them? They're going to have a miserable life. They're going to abandon me. I'm going to abandon them. V'yanochi haster haster panai. They're going to have big tzaris. They're going to have a leader. And they're going to fight with their leader. He's going to have a stick. He's going to beat them. And they're going to beat him up. And the Torah, Torah Kedoshah, it'll be mutl b'bezoyin, mitzad oran Hashem. Is the Aron HaKodesh? Isn't that where it belongs? No, no. It's going to be on a daf munach b'tzidoi. B'tzad. Who's going to carry the Aron? Holy people. The Kohanim. No, no, no. Not the Kohanim. The Levim. Nechoyz Darga. Yeah, you'll have a class reunion also. You'll have a hakel. But not the hakel in Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh. Anoshim, noshim, v'taf. You're not going to be going to King David Hotel. You know where you're going to be going? There's going to be Churban. That's the hakel you're going to have.
Is Hashem overruling
what?
I know, is Moshe the whole...
It's a, we're presenting a new story.
I know, but there's a different chief. that individual presenting the second story. Story number A, the positive note, is...
This is a prophecy. There are two ways. There are two ways the story can play out.
Moshe Rabbeinu's own vision.
I don't know, but there are two stories.
But it's two different characters.
It's like a high-tech movie. You can watch version A, it's like Tisha B'Av. Program A, program B. You want to listen to this rabbi or that rabbi? What? They're both the same. No, they're both the same. Whoever is telling you program A is telling you program B. There's program A and there's program B.
To bring Mashiach also, they give you two options. Either we want to be very good or very bad.
There are two versions. Program A. So what is going on over here? My high. Version A. So you know, what version do you want? You have over here Parshas Vayelech Mamish, Pasuk by Pasuk. From the beginning of the Parsha to Chamish is version A. From Chamish to the end is version B. Well, what do you want? Well, go back to Parshas Nitzavim. Parshas Nitzavim is the Hakdama to Parshas Vayelech. Uvacharto Bachayim. I present before you both. What does it say in the end? What does it say in the end in Parshas Nitzavim? It says, I put in front of you Ha'idoisa, the very end of Parshas Nitzavim is the Hakdama to Parshas Vayelech. Ha'idoisi vochem hayoim es ha-shamayim v'es ha-aretz ha-chayim v'hamoves nosati lifonecha ha-berocha v'haklolo u-bocharta b'chayim l'mantichya ato v'zarecha. What is the pshutoi shel mikra of Pasuk Perek Lamed, Pasuk Yutes last week? I'll tell you what the pshutoi shel mikra is. Hachayim is in Parshas Vayelech from the beginning of the Parsha until Chamishi is Achayim. From Chamishi to the end of the Parsha is Vehamoves. You didn't get it? Nasati, let me repeat myself. HaBerocha. From the beginning of the Parsha until Chamishi, Mochamol, its Chazar is the Berocha. From Chamishi to the end is V'haklola. What do you want? Which version? You're the audience. High tech. High tech Hollywood movie. The artificial intelligence of the computer is analyzing the audience. What version do you want to see? Program A or program B? Well, let me tell you what you should decide. I'll tell you. U'bocharta b'chayim. Take the first version. Take version A from the beginning of the parasha to Chamishi. You know why? Leman tichye ato vizarecha. Don't wake up in the middle of the night, a rude awakening, it's time to die and fight and hear the words, I'm going to abandon you and put the oroin, the Torah, on the floor away from the oroin. And the hakel is a hakel of har. U'bacharta b'chayim. Live a life of shlemus. So after 120 years, you can on your own go to Gan Eden. Live a good life. Lo yarbecha v'lo yazvecha. Don't fight with your leaders. And have a hakel for good things. Yarkei kala, Yushalayim. O b'charta b'chayim. L'man tichye ato v'zarecha. Pshutoi shel mikra. Parshas Vayelech are two different stories. Hachayim v'hamoves, habrocha v'haklala, uvacharta b'chayim. That's what Yom Kippur is all about. The whole year is in front of you. What kind of year do you want? Uvacharta b'chayim. May you all have a wonderful Shabbos Teshuvah and a Shabbos Teshuvah.